Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're revising the night before your exam or working through your skills over the coming weeks, this episode is going to give you everything you need to feel confident walking into your GCSE English Language Paper 1. Today we're focusing on Paper 1, Explorations in Creative Reading and Writing. This paper tests two big skill sets: your ability to read and analyze an unseen fiction text, and your ability to produce your own creative writing. Both halves are equally important. And the good news is that the skills genuinely feed into each other. The more you understand how writers craft their texts, the better your own writing becomes. So let's get into it. We'll cover the core reading skills first, then move into creative writing, and I'll finish with my top exam tips, a quickfire quiz, and a summary to lock it all in. Ready? Let's go. Section A of Paper 1 is all about reading. You'll be given an extract from a fiction text, a novel or short story from the 20th or 21st century, and you'll answer a series of questions that test different reading skills. Let's walk through those skills one by one. The first skill is identifying and interpreting information. Some questions will ask you to find explicit information, things that are directly stated in the text. These are your lower mark questions, often worth 4 marks, and they're asking you to locate and list. Don't overthink them. Read carefully, find the relevant part of the text, and write down what it says. But here's the key. Even at this level, you should be selecting the most relevant details, not just copying out whole sentences. The second skill, and the one that earns the most marks in reading, is analyzing language. This is where you go beyond what the writer says and explore how they say it. Examiners are looking for you to identify a language technique, embed a short quotation, and then, crucially, explain the effect on the reader. This is where so many candidates lose marks. They spot the technique, the writer uses a metaphor, but they don't explain what that metaphor does to the reader's emotions, imagination, or understanding. Always ask yourself, what does this make the reader feel or think? Let me give you a quick example. Imagine the text says, "The house crouched at the end of the lane watching." A weak response would say, "The writer uses personification." A strong response would say, "The writer personifies the house, describing it as crouching and watching, which creates a sinister, predatory atmosphere." The verb crouching suggests the house is poised and threatening, making the reader feel a sense of unease, as though the building itself is a malevolent presence waiting to strike. Do you hear the difference? The second response names the technique, quotes precisely, and then unpacks the effect in detail. That's what level 4 looks like. The third reading skill is analyzing structure. Structure questions often trip students up because they're not sure what to write about. Structure is about how the text is organized and sequenced, not the language on the line, but the bigger picture. Think about, where does the text begin and what does it focus on? How does the focus shift as the text progresses? Is there a change in narrative perspective? Does the writer use a flashback or foreshadowing? How does the ending relate to the opening? Does the sentence length change at key moments to create pace or tension? A really useful approach for structure questions is to think about the text like a camera. Where is the camera pointing at the start? Does it zoom in or pull back? Does it cut to a different scene? These metaphors help you describe structural choices in a way that sounds analytical and confident. The fourth reading skill is evaluation. Evaluation questions, often the highest mark reading question on the paper, ask you to give your opinion about how effectively the writer has achieved something. You might be given a statement about the text and asked how far you agree. The key here is to form a clear view, support it with evidence, and analyze the methods the writer uses. Don't just say, "I agree," and leave it there. Say, "I agree to a significant extent because," and then build your argument with quotations and analysis. The best responses will also acknowledge a counterargument, moments where the writer is perhaps less successful, before returning to their overall view. Now let's move to Section B, Creative Writing. This is your chance to be a writer yourself, and it's worth a significant proportion of your marks. You'll be given a choice of two tasks, usually inspired by the reading text or an image, and you'll write either a descriptive piece or a narrative piece. The most important piece of advice I can give you for creative writing is this: plan before you write. I know it feels like you're wasting time, but 5 minutes of planning will save you from writing yourself into a corner. Decide on your opening image, your narrative arc, or descriptive focus, and your ending before you put pen to paper. For descriptive writing, think in terms of layers. Start with the big picture, the setting, the atmosphere, then zoom into specific details. Use all five senses: sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste. Use pathetic fallacy to let the weather or environment reflect the mood. Use precise, ambitious vocabulary, not just walked, but trudged, glided, stumbled. For narrative writing, think about your character and what they want. Create tension by putting an obstacle in their way. Use dialogue sparingly, but effectively. Vary your sentence lengths. Short sentences create pace and tension. Longer flowing sentences create atmosphere and reflection. In both types of writing, the examiner is looking for two things: your communication skills, how clearly and imaginatively you express yourself, and your technical accuracy, your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. These are assessed separately, so even if your ideas are brilliant, careless errors will cost you marks. Always leave time to proofread. Right, let's talk exam technique. Here are my top tips for paper one. Tip one, manage your time. Paper one is typically 80 minutes. Spend roughly 40 minutes on section A and 40 minutes on section B. Within section A, allocate time roughly in proportion to the marks available. A 4-mark question should take about 5 minutes. An 8-mark question should take about 10 minutes. A 24-mark creative writing task needs at least 5 minutes of planning and 5 minutes of proofreading. Tip two, read the question before you read the text. This sounds counterintuitive, but knowing what you're looking for before you read means you can annotate the text as you go. Underline relevant quotations, circle structural features, note your reactions. Tip three, embed your quotations. Don't write, "The writer says, the darkness swallowed her whole." This is a metaphor. Instead, write, "The writer's metaphor of darkness that swallowed her whole suggests." Embedded quotations show control and sophistication. Tip four, avoid retelling the story. In reading questions, you are analyzing, not summarizing. Examiners do not award marks for telling them what happens. They award marks for explaining how the writer creates effects. Tip five, for creative writing, avoid cliches. "It was a dark and stormy night" will not impress an examiner. Think about what makes your opening original and unexpected. A striking image, an unusual perspective, a moment of tension, these will make your work stand out. Common mistakes to avoid: feature spotting without analysis, not using subject terminology, writing in bullet points for creative tasks, forgetting to proofread, and spending too long on one question at the expense of others. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask 5 questions. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Question one, what does PEEL stand for? Point, evidence, analysis, link. Question two, name 3 structural features you could analyze in a fiction text. Possible answers include opening focus, shifts in perspective, flashback, foreshadowing, cyclical structure, sentence length variation, paragraph length. Question three, what is pathetic fallacy? When the weather or natural environment reflects the mood or emotions of a character or scene. Question four, in creative writing, what is the difference between showing and telling? Telling states a fact directly: she was scared. Showing conveys it through action and detail: her breath came in short, sharp gasps and she pressed herself against the wall. Question five, what 2 assessment objectives are tested in the creative writing section? AO5, communication, and AO6, technical accuracy including spelling, punctuation, and grammar. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back to those sections of your notes and review them. Let's bring it all together. Paper 1 tests your reading skills on an unseen fiction text and your creative writing skills. For reading, always go beyond feature spotting. Analyze the effect on the reader. Use PEEL to structure your responses. For structure questions, think about the big picture: where the text begins, how it shifts, and how it ends. For evaluation, form a clear view and support it with evidence. For creative writing, plan first, use ambitious vocabulary and varied sentence structures, show don't tell, and always proofread. Remember that your reading and writing skills are connected. The techniques you analyze in section A are the same techniques you should be using in section B. You've got this. Keep practicing with unseen texts, keep reading widely, and keep writing. The more you do it, the more natural it becomes. Good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you. Until next time, keep reading, keep writing, and keep believing in yourself.